On Monday, the Chemical Weapons Investigation Team, charged with investigating the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria, set out to begin its investigation, but was halted by sniper fire. Farhaq Khan is a spokesperson for the Secretary General.
The first vehicle of the Chemical Weapons Investigation Team was deliberately shot at multiple times by unidentified snipers in the buffer zone area. As the car was no longer serviceable, the team returned safely back to the government checkpoint. The team will return to the area after replacing the vehicle. A further update is, in fact, that the team has returned to the area and has visited a field hospital there. It has to be stressed again that all sides need to extend their cooperation so that the team can safely carry out their important work.
The alleged chemical weapons use in the suburbs of the Syrian capital reportedly killed more than 300 civilians, many of them children. Kirsten Sandberg is the chairperson of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child.
It's horrifying that children are killed. They are victims in this way during the Syrian conflict. And the Committee on the Rights of the Child has taken up this topic of the killings of Syrian children, whoever is responsible, with the state party during the dialogue with Syria last autumn. We really feel it's important to state that the children should not be the ones to pay the price in this conflict.
Meanwhile, Secretary General Ban, speaking from South Korea, says every hour counts in carrying out the investigation into the alleged chemical weapons attack in the suburbs of the Syrian capital, Damascus. We cannot afford any more delays, he continued.
We have all seen the horrifying images on our television screens and through social media. Clearly, this was a major and terrible incident. We owe it to the families of the victim to act. All those in Syria have a stake in finding out the truth. The whole world should be concerned about any threat or use of chemical weapons. And that is why the world is watching Syria.
The Secretary General demanded that all parties allow the mission to get on with its job in order to be able to establish the facts.
The team must be able to conduct a full, thorough, and unimpeded investigation. I have total confidence in their expertise, professionalism, and integrity. Their success is in everyone's interest, all parties in Syria, and all concerned states. We are determined to answer the call of our member states, fulfill our mandate, and resolve deeply disturbing, unanswered questions.
If proven, says the Secretary General, any use of chemical weapons by anyone under any circumstances is a serious violation of international law and an outrageous crime. Jerry Adams, United Nations.